Hello, thank you for tuning in. You are listening to Irene Efren Podcast with me, Irene Efren. I interview women around Southeast Asia to bring their unique stories and experiences to empower other women in this region. Hello everyone, welcome to the 10th episode of my podcast. Can you believe that we reached 10 episodes with a lot of amazing women and also with you, dear listener, tuning in from wherever you are? This whole project began when the pandemic started, and I've kept at it for about once a month. And for this 10th episode, I have something very special for you. I've interviewed an outstanding woman who happens to be my mother, Lily Efren. And this is a period of her life in which she was much younger than me. She was 28 and our little family was living in Taiwan at that time. I can't have a podcast about women voices without featuring her voice. So I hope you will enjoy this episode. It is very personal and extremely emotional. All right, Mom. Thank you very much, first of all, for being willing to be featured on your daughter's podcast.
Thank you very much. It's kind of a very surprising moment anyway.
Why is it surprising?
Yeah, who can think that one day I can have a podcast with my own daughter? She invited me. Isn't it awesome?
You've done a lot of really great things in your life up until now. But for this episode, we're going to focus on the time period when I was, what, 2-3 years old?
Yeah, I think at the time, 1989, I think at that time, we were about 2 going to 3, right?
Yeah, we were in Taiwan at the time. Yeah, so that was a pretty difficult part of your life.
It was. Once upon a time.
How old were you?
You can count 1989. I was born 1961. So it's about 28 years old. I have.
That means you're even younger than me at that
time. Yeah, younger than you right now. At the time, I already have you. I just gave birth to your brother, Philemon, that I have to leave him behind with your grandma because he was still too young. So yeah, at the time first I went there and to bring you. We only two of us went to Taiwan in the first semester. And after that, your dad asked me to bring you back to Indonesia and fetch Philemon. At that time, the second time I have to went back to Taiwan, and Philemon was about 11 months old. He was so heavy, and he couldn't walk at that time. You're already very active, so it's, can you imagine? Oh my goodness. Until now, I still cannot think that I was so courageous and so marvelously amazing. Can brought two of you that's still very, very young. Wow, it's a very hard time for me. Very hard time.
Why was it hard? I mean, obviously, other than you were very young, and then there's, you know, two very, very young kids.
Yeah, firstly, because I am still so young. And the second, secondly, because the children are so young, you just going to 3, you know. Well, I have another baby that still always stick to myself. And, you know, your father told me not to bring too many stuff. Just bring as little as possible. But as a mother, I already think of Philemon to the baby walker. If we bought in Taiwan, it's too expensive. And we have to bring this, to bring that. So it's kind of quite a lot of stuff. 2 little kids. And I think, oh my God. So just thinking about that, you can imagine how hard it is.
Why did you have to go to Taiwan in the first place?
Because your father took a master degree, master divinity in Taiwan. And so we decided that we have to go, the whole family. We cannot just let him go by himself and me with 2 kids by myself. No, we have a commitment to raise up together. But in the first semester, we have to leave Philemon behind because he was too young, and I'm the first time for me to take care of the family by myself. In Indonesia, as you know, we always have helpers around us, you know. So it's not a big problem to have two kids, but in Taipei, everything by ourselves. So this is the first time for me to be there all by myself, take care of all the whole house, the babies, and you know, while your father go to pursue his degree, and I have also to take some courses, take some Mandarin lessons there for the first time. So, well.
When you went there, you didn't speak Chinese?
Not at all. Chinese have four intonation, right? Mm-hmm. Ma, 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 ma. I think all formulas the same. I have to be ma, 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 ma. Also the same. Yeah. Zao an, zao an, zao an. For me, the same. No, no, it's different. No, 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 it's the same. It's different. You have to say zao an for good morning. Zao an, like the pursuing peace. But for me, it's all the same. I couldn't differentiate the difference of intonation until I went there and I gone crazy. Oh my God, nobody understand what I'm talking about. And they spoke very well. They spoke very fast and I cannot catch up. And it make me really, really frustration in the first weeks or two there. Oh my goodness.
So how did you handle that?
Well, your father already arranged me in the first day we came to Taiwan. He took me to the, what's called, to also play group for the children.
Mm-hmm.
Where I can, because you are still under, about 3 years old, cannot go to school yet. Preschool. Visit preschool that he already picked which one the best one for you. And Sun Lu is called in one direction to go to where he already arranged also the classes, Mandarin classes for me to take, a place for me to take a Mandarin lesson. So the first day he took me doing the bus ride. Here, the station, what number you have to go, this number, you have to give attention, which station you have to go, and which station you have to go out and go the first day. And where go to the market, where go to the supermarket, you know, and where is the place to put a film on like that. So in the first day and second day, because next week, there is Sunday, Monday, your father already have classes already. So I only have about 3 days, I think, to adjust myself before your father start his school again. Can you imagine? I cannot read anything there. I cannot speak with people, but I have to make sure I will not go the wrong bus, the wrong number, or else I get missed everything. But thanks God, it's just amazing that.
Well, and there's no phone, right, at that time?
Oh, there is no phone at all. Every time you got lost, you got lost. You only can try to find the police, I think, police station. But well, maybe your mother is still younger than you. I just take courage of myself. I have to be strong. And I have to go here and there by myself and learn to speak, even though I still cannot speak well, you know. So, well, the first semester at the end run very well. And I began to can catch up with people talking, even though it's kind of guessing what is these people actually talking about. And try to pronounce word by word what I think the simple conversation I need to speak with people about or asking about, especially go to the market.
So how long did it take you to learn Chinese?
Formally, I took the Chinese lessons in the Kuo Yi Zhi Bao is a very famous Mandarin teaching center, right, in Taiwan. Every Monday to Friday, 5 days a week. Okay, Saturday they have a vacation. So I went there every morning, like 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock. So in the morning, where your father took Philemon to the daycare, yeah, to the daycare downstairs, and I brought you to the preschool there, you know, play group, I think, at that time, and then go by bus taking the lesson at 8 o'clock until 10. So your play group time will be ended at 12. So before 12, I went maybe to the market to buy stuff. Maybe I went to the library to work my homework. That's my very, very free time for me. All just for myself. because once I go back, I have two little kids that's always noisy every day in a very small apartment. It's kind of a very hard adjustment for me because usually, as you know, we have quite a big house, you know, a wide space for you to play, for us to work in the church at home. But they're very, very limited space. We cannot scream freely because neighborhoods are all so close. And so, you know.
Because you wanted to scream, right?
No, you scream a lot. I cannot scream back because, you know, they are all you know, that's the Bible seminary kind. Everyone kind of, you know, what's it called? Keeping their face look good, sound good. So it's a very hard time.
Okay, so I'm trying to imagine. So then 8 to 12, and then you went back. And then what happened?
At 12, and then rush to the dormitory to pick our lunch. Yeah, we took the lunch for Monday to Friday from the school. And then Papi will pick up Philemon and we have lunch together. And then Papi have to go to the library, or maybe your father have to take another afternoon class. And I have to, you know, give you and Philemon nap time, wake up, like giving you again snack time, eating fruit. I am a very idealist mom. So all of you have to have 2 times snack time. Yeah, for lunch, for nap. And then if I have time, I have to clean the house, maybe doing some laundry, or I have to review my lessons, Chinese lessons. There is maybe every other week or once a week, I think your father asked me to take an audition lessons in Chinese in his class. And so we took turn to take care of the children. So I have about maybe 1.5 hours to have lessons sometimes in a week. And my very best time for me to have a choir, join the students and the professor's wife choir together. And there's one very, very interesting experience about it. Do you want me to share about it?
Yes, well, I was going to say that choir must have been very good for you. Right.
Yeah, it's kind of relieving, you know. I can speak with my, you know, learn Chinese and speak with other grown up. That the same struggle and just saying our story like that, you know, it's kind of relieving for me. But once I back, I have to go back to routinity, take care of 2 little children. That's, you know, every day, every time it's the same activities like that. So kind of very different with what I was doing in Indonesia, in Surabaya and in Bandung. So it's kind of a huge adjustment for me in Taiwan.
So what was the interesting experience that you said?
You know, because I like to join the choir, right? Uh-huh. When I was joining the choir that time, but Papi also have the class. So I think that's nap time because that's around maybe around 1 to 2 and 2:30. So that's the sleeping time for you and Philemon. Mm-hmm. So I already put you and Philemon in the bedroom and both of you already sleeping well. And so I not lock the door, but just close tightly the door, you know. And then I make sure everything is fine. So I go up to the 5th floor having the choir. When I went back, you know, and I saw you and Philemon already wake up, and it was a big mess in my room, and you just using my lipstick and draw in Philemon's face also red, you know. And the bed and the bed cover, I cannot get mad because you are still 3 years old, you know. What can I blame you for? I just feeling so, oh my goodness, I have to clean up. And, oh, how come you did such a things, you know? And now I can look back and very, very funny thinking about that stuff. At the time, I cannot scream. I cannot get mad with anyone, but I feel frustrated with myself. And at the other time, I think back, can I go for having a choir lesson again? The choir time again, because something could happen again. I told my husband, Harry, so what should I do? You have to be at home. If I went out, it will be fine. No, I didn't wake up. And if she wake up, she can do anything. She's quite tall. She can open the door. She's sometimes doing some funny things that I think I cannot imagine what is in her mind. So it's a very funny thing. It's like
that. So did it happen again?
I forgot it, that it didn't happen again, because then I managed the time and I tried to, at the time maybe I took a little longer time because your nap time is very short. At the time I took about 1.5 hours, I think. I can only get out for 1 hour, cannot more than that. So after that, either puppy come back earlier from his library time, or I maybe cancel if you cannot sleep like that. I forgot. I just remember when I come back, you doing some messy things. All red, your face, Philemon face, and you look like, oh, too bad we do not have like handphone like now, or else we can make a picture of it. I think very funny things.
Oh. Well, I'm still doing funny things now, so.
Yes, even now. Yes. For it. Differently. At that time, we are as a little girls, you know, but later on as grown up.
Yeah. So in total in Taiwan, was it 2 years or 3 years?
No. For you, it's 2.5 years. For Philemon, it's 2 years. Because you went the second semester, right? Mm-hmm. And then Philemon is the second year of your father. So the third semester of your father study time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I mean, I remember there was something that happened at that time.
What is that?
Well, there was a miscarriage. You had a miscarriage at that time. I only remember vaguely.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, you don't know that I remember?
Know whether you remember or not, because at the time you're supposed to be around 5 years old, I think, somehow. But it is the last year, you know, the last year, the last semester, the last 6 months. Okay, so at the end for the last semester, before we have the last semester, we were invited to Bandung by the Church of GKI Anugrah. So Papi brought me and both of the kids go back to Bandung first before we come back to Bandung first before we go back for the last semester. At that time, I said, okay, God, thank you. 2.5 years passed well, okay? Now it's only the half years for the last semester. I will be brave here. I will be brave, courageous, will not complain anymore, will enjoy the last moment with my family there, with two little kids. After that, we come back to Indonesia and go back to normal again. I said, I will help. Helpers, parents that helping around, you know, living around and giving a hand, not only by myself. Excuse me. And so just one thing, I do not want to happen that I got pregnant. So, because this is the last semester, before I always brought a lot of, you know, medicine, a lot of spices. At the time, because in the last semester, I just want to be simple, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that I already managed whatever that I do not want to use going to the last winter. So I will not bring too many clothes because it's winter. So I just prepare myself to enjoy my last semester. That. But when I reach Taipei, then I realized that I didn't get my period. And I felt weird because I know this feeling for the second times. The second time, this is showing that I maybe got pregnant. I said, oh my God, I don't want to get pregnant. Why you keep me pregnant? So we took time another 2 weeks and still didn't get my period. So we take a check and I was pregnant. At the time, I kind of sad because I cannot imagine I being pregnant with two little kids there all by myself. And all the stuff, I do not bring any clothes for pregnancy there. Should I buy winter pregnancy clothes that I cannot bring back to Indonesia? Is kind of wasting. So many little things, you know, come to my mind. So, oh my God. But then when Papi told the family members, they all rejoice. Oh, you have a very good daughter. very handsome boy. So the third one will be good. Either boy or girl is fine. Welcome. Congratulations. Some of families just very hard to have. We say, if you do not want the baby, just give the baby to me. Like that, you know. Okay, if really you have the baby, who going to give the baby to you? We still have to keep ourselves, very cute boy and girl. Your grandmother from puppy's mother said, don't worry, three will be fine. That's perfect. Even four is good. Four, I said, two already headache. You know, the third one, I already struggle with this. And so there is an adjustment about 1 or 2 weeks for me to accept the baby. And Papi said, it's okay. Okay, I always take care and I always participate in all the process anyway. So don't worry about the children, etc. It's only the last 6 months anyway. And so there's something strange happened. When I was pregnant with you, Philemon, I never have, what is called, nausea?
Yeah, really want morning to, sickness.
Yeah, morning sickness, want to eat some very special food like that, you know. I never felt that while I was pregnant with you or with Philemon. But here in Taiwan, whenever I have nobody to help me to find out what I like, or to prepare what I think I really want to eat that, you know. So it's very, very hard for me. So it's kind of my mouth just cannot feel good, you know. Eating here, this food, that food, is oh, it's very hard for me. While you harvest, you have to eat, you have to. I have no appetite to eat anything, you know. It's very hard. So at the time, I have to take care of two kids. I have to take care of my own body, you know. I have to adjust my own feeling. It's a very hard time. And about clothing, I do not need to worry at the end because all of the people around me, they share. They give what they have that is quite fit to my body, fit to my, you know, my shape. So I still quite very simple clothes properly to wear during the winter in Taiwan while I was pregnant, you know. So, okay, now I began to enjoy the first month, going to the second month. I already get used every once a month with other mothers that already pregnant. We went to go to the journey. We have to take turn to pay the taxi, $100 Taipei go and back. We have to share. If I didn't go, I save the money. But if I didn't go, I don't have to pay more. Okay. So as long as there are more than two, I didn't go. I think I usually have very, very smooth pregnancy. I do not need to check up every month. So the third month, I plan not to go. But at that month, the student that pregnant that went to the visit Jenny only one. So if I didn't go, it means he has to pay two times. So I think it's okay lah. We share. So I also have a checkup. Now something happened. What made me thinking that everything go to normal, that the morning sick was gone. From the second to the third month, the morning sick was gone. I think this is back to my normal pregnancy. I don't feel any morning sick. But who knows that maybe that is the signal, the sign that the baby is already, maybe it's not live anymore. It's already gone. It's already dead in my body. So the appetite back, everything for me is kind of normal. I didn't feel anything because, you know, 2 months old pregnancy is just so small. It's not showing any change to your body, yeah, except maybe a certain part of your body, like your boobs a little bit feel uncomfortable, right? So at the time I went to the genie and the genie was so surprised and said, hey, where is the, what is called the heartbeat? We hardly find the heartbeat. I said, what happened? Usually it is quite strong going to the third month and the previous month is very good. And the genie asked for the nurse to make a second check. Can you find it? No. So they did the what is the USG1, you know. Hey, did you eat anything or do something happen? Nothing. I said, I didn't eat anything. I didn't eat any medicine or whatever. What's wrong? I said, is the baby still alive? Using my very limited Chinese method. Suppose what the baby 还是活的还是怎么样? And the doctor, I am afraid that the baby was not late anymore. So what? I kind of very calm. So what? You mean it's dead already? And then the doctor kind of curious and, you know, suspicious. Did you eat something? No, of course not. I'm afraid the baby was gone. For the sake of your health, because if just wait for the baby to get out naturally, if this took longer time, it will poison your body, your womb. So it's better to have what you call a curette, what is called in English, just to have a surgery like that, you know, a small surgery.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as possible. Okay, another 2 times then, because we have no call, right? No phone call, like a handphone. I can call back my husband. I have to go back, meet my husband face to face and talk about this. Then we can make decision. If the baby was survived at that time, maybe now it's about 30 years old. Well, I don't know. The baby could be a girl, could be a boy. I do not know. But yeah, God only trusts me to you and Philemon, and I think that's enough.
Well, I don't know what to say.
When we come back to Indonesia, of course, we soon got a helper, right? And you just teach this helper the Chinese. I said, like, do you know what is called Guochi? Guochi is a flag. You know, Guochi is called Guochi, the Guochi, the Guochi, the Chi, you know. But you say, Guochi is, you know, the flag is from Guochi, the flag is from Chi Guai, funny, you know, kind of Chi Guai and Ping Guo. Like that, you know. So they just took some what's called a pronouns, which is come from different words, you know. I said, oh, Guochi is from, the flag is called a country, and then the flag tea, you know, it's not from the apple, and Guochi is the pink guo, the guo, chi guai the chi, like that. So from the apple and the, what's it, strange, the chi guai is strange. So you're very funny.
Thank you.
I was like that even when I was grown up and I learned Chinese. It's very hard. Chinese is very hard. Every word, every pronunciation, you know, intonation have their own meaning and their own beauty.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That's true. Well, thank you very much, Mom, mm-hmm. for sharing that part of the story.
What from your part is the best memory while you were in Taiwan, if you can share?
No, I remember the miscarriage because I remember I was actually quite excited. And then just, I think mm-hmm. the apartment I kind of remembered winter a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Both of you actually are very cute, you know, whenever I saw the picture, both of you, very active, you know, very... cheerful, you know, very free while you play, you see, you scream, you know, you do whatever. Shh, shh, shh. I always because I'm afraid people will feel annoyed by the loudness that you both of you made, you know, to our neighbor. It's very funny.
And that was her unique story and experience. If you would like to share your voice with me, contact me at irineefrin.com. That's AIRINEFFERIN.com. Subscribe for more courageous voices from women all around Southeast Asia.